Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. How can I help you today?
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
I had called a couple weeks ago because I had some money coming off of a card for True Vivid.
I don't know what that is, but let me write it down. So, True Vivid. Okay. And could you give me your zip code? I can look and see if it's account here. For
Five
you.
oh, 50265.
6-5. Just one moment. And who would I be speaking with?
Laura King.
Okay, not yet. Is that LA?
Yeah, LAURA.
And King?
King, yeah,
Okay.
KING.
Okay. I'm still here. I'm still looking. I'll have to
Okay.
try somewhere else. They have it.
Well, they were supposed to can they canceled the account. The reason I'm calling is because they refunded me one payment of $56.95,
Yes.
and that one was pulled out at the end of October. But I spoke to a supervisor who was going to approve another refund of $56.95 for September. And I've checked my bank statement, and it's been over 2 weeks, and I have not seen the second refund.
Okay. Hold on, let me see. 'Cause I definitely will need your account. So, could you give me your phone number? 'Cause if they cancel, I don't see Laura King where I
Okay,
need.
it's
Could you give me a number?
515. Nine
Yes.
nine one
Yes.
6272.
6-2-7-2. Okay, hold on just one moment so I can put this in here. Okay. And then put it in. Fingers crossed. Okay. And it's not showing it. And I need to do sticky O, which is it is then. Let me try your name because if they cancel this account and it doesn't pull up, I'm gonna have a hard time trying to see the charge that the refund that they haven't given you. So I'm hoping I find it this way. Laura. King. Okay, three, please. Thank you, Laura. I found your account. I'm
Yay.
sorry, I shouldn't do that. I'm
That's
supposed to hit
okay.
mute. Okay, thank you for waiting. It's kind of gonna come up. Okay, can you verify your address for me, please?
512 Fifth Street in West Des Moines, Iowa.
Whoa. Would you have another address, Laura?
No.
No other address. Could you tell me what your email is?
King Laura 320 at gmail.com.
Nope. Okay, the Laura, I spell Laura is your name?
Yes.
And this is King, would you, I don't even know if it'll do this. Even the phone number is not correct. Okay. I'll do this.
Anyone, I'll see another one of me somewhere.
Yeah, that's why I have to verify your address that's in here. The address is not what you're telling me when I'm asking you to verify it. Even the email is different. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the name of the supervisor was that talked to me. She said that she could only authorize one additional refund.
Yeah, the most recent one. So.
Oh, well, the one girl did the most recent one, which was the end of October. But the manager said that she could do one more. So I don't know.
Okay, so I'm just saying the one that the account I'm looking at right now, you said it was, how much was the refund supposed to be for?
It's supposed to be $56.95.
How about it showing $56.95? Did you do a kitchen?
It was a KitchenAid survey.
Okay, so are you sure you can't verify that address? Because it's showing the KitchenAid is showing a lot of declines and approved, and it is $56.95 here. Let me go down to the notes and see what's going on. Hold on just one moment.
Okay.
Order for this. The order is done in 7/4/22. Decline by payment. 7/4. Okay. It says product was purchased using offer of 33. This has a custom price of $56.95. It will be returned again because it used one-time purchase billing mode. So I don't know if this is the same one. It's not saying anything about the refunds. 7/4 is just saying order created from private app. But it's not showing that you received any kind of refund here. So what are the chances of that?
But that account is closed, right?
This one is showing. That is so weird. Okay. This is for the Laura King is showing $56.95 for the KitchenAid, and you said that's what yours was for. But it's not showing any refunds as been given to you. It doesn't you can't verify the addresses here, so I have to say that this isn't how did I say that? The Laura King I'm speaking with isn't this address or this email. So I can't.
Okay. So then that's not, that one's not mine.
Even though it's
similar
to yours, I can't say that this is your account. So could you hold one moment? I'm going to see if I can get someone to help me with this.
Okay.
Thank you for waiting and see what I get from this. Sticky IO. Thank you for being so patient. I'm supposed to be hurrying, not hurrying you, but going a little quicker than this. Since I've been working here, you're the second person, or third. Send me link, okay. Hold on just one moment. Copy. So where I put it. Oh, I'm getting good at this. I'm laughing because I'm so proud of myself because everybody is here trying to help me and I had to learn by myself and I just did something I haven't done myself. Just copy and paste the link and send it on the other. So I'm proud of myself. Just give me a few moments. She's going to help me. I'm defining your youth, or I would say the real Lord King. Come on, answer. It seems to be 1689. I don't even know who this is. She's over there. Okay, so, first you apply to your conversation. That's in-house group. Wow. Type your search what? And channel. The customer is providing. Okay. Laura, can you give me your address? They asked me to provide the address of the customer is providing, so that would be you. So what is your address?
512
Okay.
Fifth Street in West Des Moines, Iowa.
West. I got that.
Des Moines. That's D E S.
D E S. Des Moines. Okay.
And Moines is M O I N E S.
Okay.
Iowa. 50265.
And you say Iowa, Des Moines.
Des Moines, Iowa. West Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay. And what's the other part before the zip code you were telling me? 512 Fifth Street, West Des Moines. I don't know what the last part I'm supposed to ask you. I'll put it there, chill. Okay. New conversation. Okay. Hold on just one moment, y'all. Hey, hold on. I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm explaining to her that you are calling for a refund you didn't receive. And you had, when you did, you spoke to